This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. North Korea has showcased previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles at an unprecedented pre-dawn military parade Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Analysts said the missile would be one of the largest rogue mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world if it becomes operational. The deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made an appearance in the state's TV broadcast as the clock struck midnight, marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. South Korean officials said this week that Kim could use the event as a low-intensity show of power ahead of the US presidential election on November 3rd, as denuclearization talks with Washington have stalled. A senior US administration official on Saturday called North Korea's display, quote, disappointing, and called on the government to negotiate to achieve a complete denuclearization.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Police in a far eastern Russian city detained several dozen protesters on Saturday, the first such crackdown since rallies against the arrest of the provincial governor started 3 months ago. Khabarovsk Governor Sergei Fergal was arrested on July 9th on suspicion of involvement in murders and taken to jail in Moscow. He denies the charges. On Saturday, police didn't intervene when thousands of protesters marched across the city. However, later they detained about 30 demonstrators when they set up tents on the city's central square. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan and Armenia have accused each other of swiftly violating the terms of a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh on Saturday, raising questions about how meaningful the truce that was brokered by Russia would turn out to be. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The ceasefire brokered by Russia was meant to halt fighting to allow ethnic Armenian forces in the enclave and Azeri forces to swap prisoners and war dead. But the Armenian Defense Ministry accused Azerbaijan of shelling a settlement inside Armenia, while ethnic Armenian forces in Karabakh alleged the Azeri forces had launched a new offensive. Meanwhile, the Azeri Defense Ministry posted multiple videos of airstrikes at military vehicles, without mentioning exact locations or dates. Azerbaijan also accused enemy forces in Karabakh of shelling Azeri territory. Both sides have consistently denied each other's assertions about military activity. Residents in the enclave are skeptical of the ceasefire as they deal with the aftermath of shellings.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Belarus's authoritarian president has visited a prison to talk to opposition activists who have been jailed for protesting his re-election that they say was rigged. President Alexander Lukashenko spent more than 4 hours talking to his jailed political foes at the Minsk prison that belongs to Belarus's State Security Committee, which still goes under its Soviet-era name, KGB. Lukashenko's office said the goal of the president was to hear everyone's opinion. The authoritarian ruler's landslide re-election August 9th was widely seen as manipulated amid widespread public frustration with his 26-year rule, his cavalier response to the coronavirus, and the deteriorating economy. The prison visit appeared to be part of Lukashenko's efforts to stem ongoing protests. Many countries in Europe are experiencing a second wave of coronavirus infections well before flu season has even started. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Spain has already declared a state of emergency for Madrid. Germany offered up soldiers to help with contact tracing in new flaring hotspots. And one Frankfurt resident is glad the government is taking control by imposing curfews. We all have to protect somehow because some people have already died. Everyone should stay at home on such a day. We are going home now. Italy mandated masks outdoors and warned the health system was facing significant critical issues as hospitals fill up once again. Health experts and residents are pointing the finger at government for having failed to seize on the summertime lull in cases to prepare adequately for the expected autumn onslaught, with testing and ICU staffing still critically short. Karen Chamas, London.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.